us as a guide from greed for amassing. Follow behind in order that the candle may go in front.
Okay. First of all, who's Bumusaldem? Bumusaldem means the father of certainty. But that Musallam is Solomon. Do you remember the same word? So this is a guy who was a Solomon, sort of Solomon-like at the beginning. He started to do a stupid thing, and his name even changed to be the most stupid fellow. This is the Bu Musallam. Here he starts with him and say, Bu Musallam said, I am the Ahmad. What was Ahmad? Rumi said, Ahmed is the name of all prophets, because Ahmed means most appreciated fellow. This is what Ahmed is, his hand. So he said, I'm the Ahmed, and I ruined the religion of the other Ahmed, which is the Muhammad. I ruined it. That's it, one verse. Then Rumi is talking that, tell to Musallam that, hey, you silly fellow. First of all, remember, what is here is not important. The future is important. This existence, I'm not talking about human being, I'm talking about subatomic particles, okay? When they exploded in Big Bang, everything was simple. One electron, one heart, this is hydrogen, and that's it. Then what? Up to here, what we will see coming together of different parts, becoming one system and growing and becoming better and better and better. Where is the beauty? Beauty has been created by millions of years, changing this little bit, that little bit, that little bit. And now that we have a little bit possibility to look around and see, I don't know if you follow or not, there are some places that you could refer, and they will show you the picture of the animals, the insects. You will be surprised how many different complicated stuff is there. For what? For that be to become me. This is how we grow up from all of these people. The end of it is important. Here you will say, yeah, you like to be applauded by everyone, but don't rush. Yes.
The candle, like the moon, shows the destination and whether in this direction there is the grain or the place for the snare. Whether thou wilt or not, with the lantern, the form of falcon and the form of crow become visible. Otherwise, these crows have lit fraud. They have learnt the cry of the white falcons. If a man learn the cry of the hoopoe, where is the mystery of the hoopoe and the message from Sabah?
Ah, okay. Suddenly, everything changed. He went to explain some birds. Why birds? You remember? Birds for us is thought, the way you're thinking. And we said, the best one is the, you remember? The falcon. Because it's hunting not for itself, it's hunting for me. It's a tamed animal. Here he will say, look around you. First of all, when there is light, everything is visible. When there is knowledge, nobody could hide. Yes, a lot of these crooks, the crooks are no good. Why? First of all, because they are black. And they are very clever. And they are thieves. They don't respect anyone. So here you will say, look at them. These fellows, they are cheaters. Because they don't start talking like a crow. They started talking like a pigeon. Cheating. That's what it is. So learning language doesn't solve it, because if you learn to talk like this bird, do you have the attitude of that bird? I mean, you could bring some thoughts in here, which is not yours. You could pretend if there is a group that suddenly you would realize that this group are, I don't know, they believe in the kingdom. So you talk about the kingdom and a good kingdom. Why? You have the words in here, but do you have it in your heart, in your belief? This is the difference. Yes.
Know the natural cry from the artificial one, the crown of kings from the crown of hoopoes. These shameless persons have attached to their tongues the speech of dervishes and the deep sayings of Gnostics. Every destruction of an olden people that there was, because they deemed sandalwood to be wood.
Yeah. Very simple. First of all, what we are talking here, everybody is talking about it. Everybody which finds a microphone suddenly tries to remember some poetic stuff and talk good. This is not what we are looking at. Because look at the history of the humanity. Why did we fight each other and kill each other? Because we thought this is that. We thought, first of all, we talk about money, earn money. We don't know what money is. When you think about it, you see that's one of the problems which is created by human beings. It started with chicken and cow, then a coin, now a piece of paper. That's what it is. But for us, that's the major problem. Whenever they talk, first they start from economy. And all the problem in the economy we have is because we cheat each other. That's the main problem. Yes?
They had the discernment that should make that evident, but greed and cupidity make blind and deaf. The blindness of the blind is not far from mercy. It is the blindness of greed that is inexcusable.
I don't know how much does it make sense to you. In the time of Rumi, it made a lot of sense. Because now we think about some stuff which are not serious. We say, let's see a blind fellow. Is it good? Of course not. He's a poor guy and we have pity for him. But if you mentally are blind, you are a criminal. You're bad for everyone. That's what we are talking about. When we talk about the point of view, we're not talking about these physical eyes that belongs to the animal. I mean, your point of view, how you see the existence. Yes.
Crucifixion inflicted by the king is not far from mercy. The crucifixion of envy is not forgiven.
Yeah, you could crucify someone just because you envy that fellow. You are a criminal. A government will crucify someone because that someone is a criminal. Both are crucifixion. Means the fact is not important. The way you see it and understand it, what's that for? What I'm asking is, why this fellow is being crucified? That's the answer for us, because we need to know. Yes?
O fish, regard the end, do not regard the hook. Evil appetite has bandaged thine eye that sees the end. See the beginning and the end with both eyes. Beware, do not be one-eyed, like the accursed Iblis. The one-eyed man is he who saw only the present, ignorant like the beasts of after. Since the two eyes of an ox are as one eye in damages for destruction, for it hath no excellence its two eyes are worth a half of its value, inasmuch as thine eye is the support for its two eyes. But if thou destroy one eye of a son of Adam, by a statute thou must pay half of his value, because the human eye works alone by itself without the two eyes of a friend. Since the donkey's eye, the beginning, is not accompanied by the end, it is in the same case as the one-eyed man.
Okay. Everything was about the point of view, how you see, how you understand their existence. All of it was explaining what? That, you know what? His physical eye is not even half of it, and it's not important. The real point of view and understanding, we know blind people who are good philosophers, good thinkers. This is not that. The eye we are talking about is the third eye, the way you see it, and we have to explain it again and again and again. Yes?
This topic hath no limit, and that light-minded one is writing a letter in hope of loaves.
So, we put this subject, we explained it, there is no limit. We didn't finish with this because mainly you needed to change your point of view. That's what it is, the way you see it. So, we'll come back to it. Let's go back to that slave. Yes?
The rest of the story of the slave's writing a petition for his allowance. Before the letter, he went to the kitchen steward and said, O niggard of the kitchen of the generous king, 'tis far from him and from his magnanimity that this amount of my allowance should come into his consideration. He said, He has ordered for a good object, not on account of stinginess or close-fistedness. By God, he replied, this is a canard. Even old gold is as dust in the king's eyes. The steward raised up manifold arguments. He rejected them all because of the greed which he had.
The first stop is the greed. Okay, this guy is not happy with what he receives. First he goes to the kitchen, because the first thing that he will receive is the food. He will go to the kitchen and talks some nonsenses. Listen to it. Because this is the guy that will change his way of talking when he faces another people. When he was facing the kitchener, he said, listen, I hope you're doing something wrong, because King, I know his highness, and for him the gold and the earth doesn't matter, and all that stuff. So you are giving me less. He said, no. He ordered it, and I don't know what. He just ordered me, and I give you this. He said, this is a very bad stuff. I don't believe it. The guy will bring 10 times of different stuff that you should understand. You didn't do that good. That happening like that. That happening like that. But he... The greed doesn't lead him to accept less, to understand a little bit lesser. This is the first reaction, the greed, yes?
When at the time of the falling meal his allowance was produced, he uttered much revilement. It was of no avail. He said, ye are doing these things on purpose. Nay, said the other, we obey the command. Do not regard this from the branch. Regard it from the root. Do not strike at the bow, for the arrow is from the arm. Thou didst not throw when thou threwest, are a trial. Do not lay the fault on the prophet, for that is from God.
Yeah. What happened? As usual, Rumi started to explain it and bring it to a point. The point is, the guy is blaming everyone. And he said, you are doing it. this is not the king, you are doing this